Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Great to have you along. Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program winner for the 53rd consecutive year of broadcasting's coveted, in some quarters even revered, Bobby Mack Award.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Here we go. Bonus hour getting rolling here on Tuesday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. All you need to do is give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, which is 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address bob@1063word.com. You may recall, if you were here last week, Rutgers University declaring in their eminent wisdom, the elitist pinheads in the white towers of academia, offering the opinion that grammar itself is racist. What's not, right? Well, State Representative LaShawn K. Ford, he's a state representative in Illinois, he has some thoughts on what's going on in the classroom. He said current history teachings overlook the contributions of women and minorities, and so we should abolish history classes. Whatever happened to, say, an interim move like correcting something that's missing? No half measures here. Just go ahead and stop teaching history. Leaders in education, politics, and other areas gathered in suburban Evanston, Illinois, Sunday to ask that the Illinois State Board of Education change the history curriculum at schools statewide and temporarily halt instruction until an alternative is decided upon. What do you think they would consider an acceptable alternative? New York Times 1619 project? That might do the job. At a news conference, State Representative LaShawn K. Ford said current history teachings lead to a racist society and overlook the contributions of women and minorities. Before the event Sunday, Representative Ford's office distributed a news release, quote, Representative Ford today in Evanston to call for the abolishment of history classes in Illinois schools. Shouldn't that be the abolition? Oh, wait a minute, though. Rutgers said grammar doesn't matter. In which Ford asked the state board and school districts to immediately remove the history curriculum and books that unfairly communicate history until a suitable alternative is developed. Well, this leads me to think there could be a couple of questions here, like who gets to decide which history books are unfair? And conversely, which ones are fair? And what about statues? Huh? Yeah, remember Chicago removing the Christopher Columbus statue in Grant Park until further notice? Yeah, right. Mike Mish Shedlock tweeted in response with a logical solution to this problem on 24 July. Hey, let's just ban statues and be done with it. Books, too. I'm sure every book ever printed offends someone. Does the word pizza offend anyone? If so, we need to ban pizzas. Mayor Nosferatu, Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot, tweeting, last night, after consultation with a variety of stakeholders, anytime you hear this kind of language, you know automatically you're in trouble. The city temporarily removed the Christopher Columbus statues in Grant Park and Amigo Park until Arrigo Park, that should be, until further notice. What a bunch of lunacy. What a bunch of nonsense. We're actually taking up... Yeah, life is short, you stupid progressives, and you're blowing it. I got it. How about an outright ban on these overpaid, underworked bureaucrats who are the primary reason that people are leaving Illinois like rats off a sinking ship? Anybody who lives in Illinois, why would be, I think, the appropriate question. Unbelievable. By the way, I suggested that kind of sardonically or sarcastically, but you really want to leave Illinois? How long would it take you to be able to escape? Yes, I do have the answer to the question. It would take 3 weeks to reserve a U-Haul to go one way out of the state. 3 weeks. Everyone is leaving. No one is coming, said a U-Haul agent. I for one, can't imagine why. Just the weather alone would be enough. But, you know, as long as people keep electing these idiots, we're going to keep getting more of this. Here's another one. Democrat Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has announced that police will begin issuing citations against people for not wearing masks, hitting them with a fine of $250. Quote, for months, we have been focusing on education and not citations, but now, yeah, there's always a but in there somewhere, but now I am instructing the Houston Police Department to issue the necessary warnings and citations to anyone not wearing a mask in public if they do not meet the criteria for an exemption, the mayor said. $250 fine. Mayor's office tweets, lives are at stake. So I'm taking this step to save lives. That's why he's doing it. It's not about control. He's doing this to save lives and slow the virus from spreading. Setting aside the fact, of course, that the efficacy of the masks is far from the settled science that the mainstream media purports it to be, with the Netherlands refusing to enforce the wearing of masks. Sweden never did, while health authorities there have described masks as their word, and I quote it, pointless. Last week, my favorite physician, Dr. Anthony Frauducci, raised the prospect of face coverings becoming even more cumbersome when he suggested Americans may want to start wearing eye goggles in addition to a mask. Yeah. Lunacy. 6:15 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I catch up with the text line and today's edition of Boneheads in the News. On the way next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, I know, I know. It's far-fetched. This whole business of beating the constant drum from the media for COVID-19 and all the fear and panic that's being induced by them, it really is a serious problem. And there's no political push to this whatsoever, right? Here is a tweet sent out from your favorite politician and mine, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Quote, "It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses," get this, "a few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. Hashtag keep us closed." Since deleted. Mm-hmm. A few business, what, a few hundred thousand business closures? Yeah, they really care about people over there in that party, you know? Yeah, it's a small price to pay. It's collateral damage, Bobby Mack. What's the matter with you? And the other thing that really gets to me, the constant pandering of the TV commercials. Yeah, we're all in this together. You know, join hands, sing along with me, kumbaya. A fellow named Bob Parks wrote about this at the American Thinker the other day. At a time of national pandemic angst, it was supposed to sound so nice. We are in this together. But as we have now come to realize, that was not the case. In retrospect, had President Trump known what was to become of the United States as we knew it, he may have referred to the first tenet of the 1994 Contract with America before obliging the suggestions of bureaucrats like Fauci and Birx and the rest. On the first day of the 104th Congress, the new Republican majority will immediately pass the following major reforms aimed at restoring the faith and trust of the American people and their government. First, require all laws that apply to the rest of the country also apply equally to the Congress. The COVID-19 shutdown resulted in thousands of businesses and corporations around the country being ordered to shut down for an undetermined amount of time, resulting in millions of Americans losing their jobs. Became ironic that those who were in the position of locally determining who could reopen and how long were those whose personal paychecks were never in jeopardy, politicians, their staffs, federal and state employees, and unelected bureaucrats. Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. issuing orders requiring their residents to stay home. This is on March 30. Similar orders went into effect for Kansas and North Carolina. Other states had previously put strict measures in place. The new orders meant that at least 265 million Americans were being urged to stay home. Source, New York Times. Had an executive order or memo been issued by the president that required the suspension of all taxpayer-funded salaries at the federal and state level as long as private citizens were being forced to stay home and not earn theirs? Just how serious would the advice of these so-called health officials have been taken, given how all over the map the models have been since the coronavirus made landfall? Would there have even been talk of a prolonged shutdown had the generous salaries of governors and mayors, some between $3,000 and $4,000 a week, been in the slightest way been threatened? How many on Capitol Hill would have told Dr. Anthony Fauci to go pound sand if their paychecks and those of their staff would have been cut off until some curve was flattened? How many of our federal and state employees would feel so free to demand Americans on social media to shut up and stay home if they weren't receiving steady paychecks? We already know how quickly they squawk when there's any kind of government shutdown that always results in their getting paid on the back end. And given their specific First Amendment status, maybe the media could have also been included in a paycheck halt. The freedom of the press would not be halted. They just wouldn't get paid for what they did. And the professional media has enough rainy day cash lying around to last for a short duration. How do you think their coverage of the pandemic would be if they weren't being paid for their time? Instead of telling us all to stay home and keep everybody else safe, do you think they might have introduced the term herd immunity into their daily action lines? You think this whole shutdown thing would be considered a policy that would be very, very temporary? And again, this has turned out to be just another example of a do-as-I-say-not-as-I-do two-tiered system of American government, which calls into doubt the known seriousness of the pandemic, when we've also seen the many examples of politicians and elites finding convenient justifications to go for a walk in the park, to visit the beauty salon, the gym, go to a party, fundraiser, and, of course, hashtag Black Lives Matter protests, masks optional. Obamacare was good enough for federal politicians and their staffs. They wrote themselves a way around it, saying saving themselves thousands of dollars that had mandated to pay for the rest of America. Now the COVID-19 crisis has given a state and local politicians who play their constituents like an accordion, setting phased reopening dates just to yank them back in a manner that would make any garden variety sadist smile. The economy was the issue that would have President Trump sail into a second term. Keeping it in the tank therefore becomes a political no-brainer. And until we really are all in this together, the political class will continue to inflict their political pain on all of us because it doesn't hurt them. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Sorry, I said I'd get to boneheads in this segment. Next one, coming up on the other side of the news. Bobby Mac Show here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 6:36 now, 24 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. In on my text line, 71307. Bobby, October 9th, 2004, under threat of horrible means of death by the Taliban terrorists, or as Obama used to call them, the Taliban, 5,749,532 Afghani citizens dipped their finger into a well of ink and cast their vote. For days afterwards, they walked around proudly with their purple-stained finger, daring the terrorists to act. Women, for the first time, cast votes. 2,219 U.S. service members died during OEF, which was instrumental in giving these people the freedom to cast a vote. Today, in the United States, we live among cowards who are perfectly willing to stand in line at Walmart, but are afraid to stand in line and cast a vote. These same people will complain about the overreach or lack of reach of the government, but will willingly surrender the sovereignty of their ballot to the chance of the Postal Service accurately delivering their ballot on time. We all know voter fraud exists. People are in federal prison right now for their crimes against our electoral process. If the Afghanis can risk rape, torture, and beheading, you can stand in line on November 3rd. Well said. Bobby, did you hear about or mention the letter that MSNBC producer wrote when she quit? Just confirming what we all already know. Yeah, we did do that story earlier in the program. Bobby, we should remind everyone that they're all in this together. Wake up, people. Arm yourselves and unite with your friends and neighbors. Protect your homes and neighborhoods. Bobby, amen on your comment about the commercials. Sorry, I will not cave in or give in to the New World Order. Bobby, here a racist, there a racist, everywhere a racist, racist. Are you a racist? Here a racist, there a racist, everywhere a racist, racist. Are you a racist? Yeah, apparently we all are. Bobby, Pelosi must be drinking the same Kool-Aid as Plugs Biden. She was just on PBS and said 70 million have died. Closed caption did not correct it. COVID-19, 70 million have died. Lunatics. Absolute lunatics. I'm sorry, but you know, no matter how bad things get, I cannot wrap my head around the idea that the majority of the American people will go to the polls and vote for the crap that the Democrats are pushing. No police departments, no prisons. No families to speak of, and all the rest of it. I don't see it. I've been wrong before, but I just don't see the American people doing that. Despite the fact, I saw today, baby boomers, no longer the majority in America. Yep. Lower age demographics, the majority now. But bear in mind, you know, those two young women we played the song, the Trump 2020 fight song we played earlier in the program. They're not all woke. They're not all enamored of the socialist Marxist ideology that these idiots are pushing. By the way, to that Pelosi tweet, is Facebook going to fact check that? When it goes up on Facebook, Pelosi says 70 million died from COVID-19. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition. Better late than never. Here are the singers to introduce the segment known as
Boneheads in the News.
Thank you, Moneypenny. We begin in Manhattan Beach, California. A couple guys sitting down alone, have lunch outside near a sidewalk when a Ken and, Karen started hassling them about not wearing their masks. Karen ended up throwing hot coffee on one of them, which got the Ken of this group beaten up. Here's what it sounded like.
Y'all need to be wearing masks.
The first thing they said to us, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture. I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
Stop. Get her off me. Get your girl off me. Get her off me.
Stop. You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I hope that someone saw that.
Yeah.
I would do it 10 times over.
No, he punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
They really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not.
There you go. Ken... bleeding, called the cops. The cops asked the two guys had been hassled by Ken and Karen if they wanted to press charges against Ken and Karen. They said, no, forget it. Everybody apologized and left. Who died and appointed these people as the mask police? Anyway. Meantime, 35-year-old guy in Pennsylvania is in jail after firing a warning shot at a cigar store worker who told him he had to wear a mask. See, this stuff is getting out of control. He got into a shootout with seven cops later on. That's smart. But everybody is miraculously okay. His lawyer says the guy recently lost his job, lost a child custody battle, and is, quote, just not handling the pandemic well. Maybe an understatement. A customer and another employee talked about it later on.
Very careless. I mean, could have hurt other people. And, you know, to get upset over something, you know, as simple as that, it's not worth it.
Unfortunately, that happened. I don't know what was on his mind, but everybody's safe. Everybody that comes in, they normally stop at the door, read the sign. If they come in, they turn back around and go out and get a mask. We're not having any problems with anybody with masks since it started.
Yeah, or they turn around and go out and go someplace else. I've mentioned on the show before, there are about 2 acres of woods behind Stately McLean Manor, and beyond that, there are a couple of houses on the other side of the woods, where reside a number of chickens and roosters. I can identify to a point with this next guy. He had a confrontation with one of his roosters, so he decided to go into the chicken coop to confront the rooster with an attitude. No. Yeah, he pretty quickly discovered he had gone into the wrong zip code when he went into the rooster's turf, and it turned on him. But what was that I said earlier? Bad decisions make great stories. So there you go. There is today's Boneheads. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Closing minutes here in the Tuesday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. Let me quickly catch up with the text line here. Bobby, the thing with current events is that sheep believe all things are rainbows and unicorns. Sheep dogs know wolves do exist. We sheep dogs know the shepherd. Bobby, an 8-kiloton explosion in Beirut, Lebanon, heard 200 miles away in two countries. Yeah, but it was just a fireworks depot, you know? Certainly it wouldn't have been, oh, I don't know, a munitions factory or anything like that. Just a bunch of fireworks that somebody made a mistake, you know, and they went up. Bobby, you all worked hard cleaning up Karen's language. Yeah, that's true. Just wait till you're accosted for not taking a vaccine. Yeah, it's on the way. Can't go into Walmart. Bobby, my brother and my dad's mailbox get letters every day for the past month from insurance companies, credit card companies, car dealers, etc. Problem is, my brother passed away in 2017, and my dad died in 1970. Seems the Dems are bringing him back to life for some reason. I wonder what it could be. From Steve in Woodruff. Bobby, you just mentioned that, hey, let's just vote at Walmart. Bobby, have you seen the video of that second explosion in Lebanon? If that's fireworks, I'll eat a firecracker. No, I've not seen that one yet. But I can imagine. I know what that's about. Let me quickly scroll down some here. Catch up with what I have missed previously. Bobby, I'm getting sick and tired of this COVID-19 people being offended by statues, by the words of other people. I'm tired of all of this damn stuff. I hear you. Tired of all of them. Bobby, from what I know, goggles, mask, and saran wrap around your head would be all you need to just get it already. Yeah. Bobby, where is Mrs. O'Leary's cow when you really need her? Yeah. Yeah, nothing like a nice fire. About eliminating history from the school classes in Illinois. Okay, Bobby, so Rosa Parks, George Washington Carver, Martin Luther King Jr., stuff like that? Not even mentioned in the history class? These people of history? are racist, I guess, from the Joker. Bobby Trump needs to nominate and make a younger and older conservative judges, also clean up the State Department and pretty much all departments. Yeah, no kidding. Starting with DOJ and FBI. Bobby, you mentioned Rutgers and their announcement the other day. They made the announcement by saying, grammar be racist. Probably. Bobby, how about this shirt? I happened across it last evening, and he sent me a link to it. It's Joe Biden with his hair, I'm sorry, with his plugs in soulful cornrows and a cigarette hanging, dangling from his lip. And on the front of the T-shirt, it says, Corn Pop was a bad dude. We'll take your word for it, Joe. Got to wrap things up for today. Thanks so much for being along, as always. See you tomorrow. Hump Day Edition is on the way. Till then, God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.